This is the sermon preached on the Sunday of the Palms in 2022 at St. Paul's Anglican Church in Athens. The principal reading is St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 28 to 40.
Ride on in majesty. Hark all the tribes, Hosanna cry. Thy humble beast pursues his road with palms and scattered garments strode.
This is a week of cries. Hosanna. Crucify. Alleluia. There's a telling little phrase in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 53, where the author says, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. It's a pivotal point. And it has a ring of determination to it, a planned or strategic decision. One wonders if there had been any conversations around this decision. Had the disciples been given access to the details of the new direction of travel? The little phrase from Luke has the resonance of what we would nowadays call intentionality. Whether our Lord had shared his intention with his closest comrades or not, Jerusalem-based followers of Jesus seem to get wind of it and are waiting. As he journeys from the area of Bethany down through the Kidron Valley past Gethsemane, if he looks up, Jesus will see the walled city and to his left, the pinnacle of the temple. His supporters are waiting for him as the rumors have grown about his arrival. They were anxious about what would happen. What would he do? How would he fulfill their expectations? In the end, he disappoints them. Yes, Jesus disappoints them. He disappoints them because of a basic clash of expectations about the Messiah. On the one hand, there was an expectation that the Messiah would be a second King David. After all, this was his city. David had been a supreme ruler, conquering all tribes and uniting the Hebrew people into one distinct nation. His was a time of unity, of flourishing, of powerful leadership, of a union between earthly and heavenly power, human and divine supremacy. After 1,000 years without King David, the Messiah should be like him, another version of the anointed monarch. A priest king. But the people are mistaken. They have forgotten their scriptures. They have failed to absorb the words of Isaiah, where the Messiah is clearly presented as one who is humble, indeed humiliated, one who is bruised, despised, and forsaken, the suffering servant. So the people greet their king, Messiah, as he arrives on his donkey. Fulfilling a prophecy in Zechariah, their king does not arrive on a great white stallion, like a Roman general returning from a great battle in which he has led his Roman troops to victory. They shout out their passionate greeting, Hosanna to the Son of David. I suppose we might think something like, Hurrah, our king has come. Well, we would be wrong. Hosanna is not a cheer of joy and happiness, but a Hebrew word for save us, have pity on us. They are pleading with him, pleading with their Messiah to save them. In human terms, Jesus has a choice. He can please the people and satisfy them by turning right as he goes through this gate. This would take him on a route that would end up at the Roman palace of Pontius Pilate, the center of foreign pagan rule. Pilate is the epitome of this oppressive alien power. Their Messiah king will overthrow him, and the people will be saved. Proper freedom will be restored, and the city of David handed back to the Jewish people. Will Jesus turn right and overthrow the Roman governor and his invading troops? No, he turns left and heads towards the temple, which had been turned into a den of thieves, where true religion had been distorted and exploited, and where a corrupted version of God was being forced on the people. So Jesus disappoints the people. Their king would not be liberating them in the way that they had hoped and expected. There would be no overthrow of the aquiline Roman standard. Instead, the intention of Jesus in Jerusalem is to liberate the people from the burdens of religion that had become a millstone round their necks, to restore them to faithfulness in the living God, and to become the true offering for their sins as the Lamb of God sacrificed on the cross of glory. So the week has begun. The great and holy week has begun as we journey with Christ. It is a week of cries. Hosanna. Crucify. Alleluia. Amen.